credit or do something.
If the class action is certified, owners of older iPhones can expect a postcard in the mail explaining what they need to do to take part in the legal action. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Happy New Year! If you're listening in Australia, it's already tomorrow in parts of that country. They're also celebrating in Samoa, Tonga, and on Christmas Island. More on these stories from townhall.com.
During this special season, we are thankful to our veterans for all they have given. They promise to serve our country to the full extent, up to and including their life. For this sacrifice, we are truly grateful. On behalf of the Reading Veterans Resource Center, we salute our veterans and those currently serving. Thank you for your service and thank you for our liberty. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Reading Veterans Resource Center.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the Rhythm Sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul.
Good morning, Jefferson. How is everybody this morning? And Happy New Year, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year to you, Terry. I'm doing great on this final day of 2017. And yourself?
Doing well. This is Terry Raposa with Bob Martin. And we're here this morning to talk about the old and the new. As we ring out a year and we bring in a new one, what does it bring for us? And we don't have a meeting this coming Monday night because it's New Year's night, so I want everybody to know that we won't be having our Patriot meeting, but we will resume the Patriot meeting and the Jefferson meeting on January the 8th. The Jefferson meeting will be at 5:30 at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church. To be followed by the Patriot meeting at 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagles Nest Church. We're going to have some very exciting things to talk about. Mark Kent will be speaking about some incredible news as we will be bringing people up to date on the latest thing that's happened with court case. In fact, at this point, two court cases. But with all that, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit to everybody out there today. And I want your opinions. I want your opinions. I want your feedback. Wynn couldn't make it with us today. He had something personal come up. So, Wynn, brother, hope everything works out okay. And God bless you, man. Happy New Year. Anyway, we've got some new laws that are going to be happening in the next year. Anybody get your registration bill yet? You get your registration bill for your car yet there, Bob?
Yes. I haven't opened it. I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, mine went up $100. You know, the new law says that drivers will pay between $25 and $175 more for vehicle registration to the DMV. And that goes to effect January 1st. So to give you an idea, if you've got a vehicle that's worth $5,000 or under, it's $25. But if you have a vehicle that is between, say, $25,000 and $35,000, which is pretty much where a lot of vehicles are, they're a couple of years old or vehicles that are newer vehicles, your fee will increase $100. And if you really are out there with that truck that you've dolled up and done everything with, that is going to be about $150 of fee increases, and that's if your truck is worth $35,000 to $60,000, and over that it's $175,000. That's just one of the laws. Also, how do you guys feel about the sanctuary state? You know, and when we talk about what we think or what we believe, when we talk about how things affect us, let's forget about parties today. Let's forget all about that. Let's just talk about folks. I mean, let's frame it this way. Are you okay with the sanctuary state of California? Now, what exactly does SB 54 do? What it does, it restricts the ability of the state and local police in California to cooperate with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement or ICE agents beginning January 1st. The law also requires the fact that officers may not and won't be allowed to ask someone's immigration status or hold them for ICE agents unless this person's committed a crime, basically has been convicted of a crime. Maybe committing a crime would be one thing, but no, unless they've been convicted of it. In addition, AB 291, which is an additional law, prohibits landlords from reporting renters who are in the country illegally. So, you have that. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the fact that if you're a working man or woman in California, every month you're signing the front of your check when the illegal aliens just sign the back of theirs? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the ammunition sales that you can purchase ammunition online, but it's got to go, because of Prop 63, it's got to go to the store in your community, and in your neighborhood, in your city, and so it's got to be shipped to that licensed vendor, and then the buyer can pick it up from there. Now, you know, this is going to drive a lot of folks out of business. This is also going to make it to where I would think the gun shows are going to be probably less attended, at least for ammunition. You know, I mean, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about your Second Amendment rights being taken away? How do you feel about the gender identity on driver's licenses being changed with SB 179? That removes the requirement that people have to choose either to be male or female. So you don't have to do that anymore. You can be whatever you want. In fact, transgender people can be non-binary, so I guess you can be whatever you want to be that day. That's a good one. And how do you feel about your 15-year-old daughter being able to shower with an 18-year-old boy because Joe feels like Josephine that day and he wanted to play volleyball? How do you feel about that? I mean, you know, how do you feel about the fact that you know, we now have free college as part of a nationwide push, you know, by our great legislature, that we get free education with AB 19, and, you know, and the first step in that process is waiving the fee for the first-time students who enroll in full-time California community colleges. So who pays that? Oh, the taxpayer. We do. And how about neighborhood voting? So that what you can do is you can go to the, instead of going to the polling place, you can go ahead and mail this in. When you mail it in, could there be any voter fraud? Could somebody else vote for you? I mean, just saying. You know, how do you feel about the fact that, you know, we have the highest income taxes of anyone here in California? How do you feel about that? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with the fact that we have higher income taxes than any other state? Are you okay with it? Are you okay with paying a dollar a gallon more for gasoline because we have the highest gas taxes? Are you okay with that? To go up, by the way, another 50 to 75 cents. Now, when you look at that, that's going to go up for several reasons. First of all, you have the gasoline cost. You have the gasoline cost with the new tax. Because California has a situation with the gasoline companies that it's a true distributorship, which means that the gas goes from, say, Chevron to the distributor to the gas station to your tank, you can see how many times that people have to add a profit on top of that or add costs on top of that. And I'm sure the minimum wage isn't going to help with that going up. That goes up, what, a buck this year, Bob? Something like that?
To $11 an hour, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, so you've got that. How do you feel about the fact that we're last in education? And we talked about that. Now we're going to give free community college, but we're the last in education. And, you know, you always hear somebody saying, oh, but what about the children? What about the children? We're last in education. Yet we pay $24 billion, that's with a B, $24 billion more for education than any other state. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with being the first in welfare recipients, having one-third of all the welfare recipients in the state of California? Are you okay with that? Are you okay paying for that? Are you okay for being the first in the number of food stamp recipients? Are you okay with the highest poverty rate? Hey, how about the highest budget deficit? Are you okay with that here in California? Are you okay with the highest unfunded state pensions in the United States? Are you okay with that? I mean, when you look at that, the city of Reading alone, and I'll just use that because that's where I live, $597 million amortized over 30 years. That's the debt. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with the most restrictive gun laws and ammunition laws in the United States? You know, here's the thing. Everyone needs to look in the mirror and say, we need to do something about this. You know, there was a saying during the Revolutionary War. That saying was, many fence sitters end up being impaled. You know, really and truly, let's stop and think about this. You know, as Winston Churchill said, you know, this isn't the end. It's not the beginning. It's not the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning. And what we have to do is understand that we've got to start standing up and talking to those folks who may not agree with us on all political points, but are they okay with all this stuff? Are they okay with it? Are they okay with having the last nickel taken out of their pocket? Are they okay with it? Can we fix California? No. We can't fix California. Period. In a sentence. I have had phone calls from all three governors, people running for governor, excuse me. Well, actually, Alan Cox and the other gentleman, Windstar, if I got that right. We've gotten calls from either their campaigns, campaign managers, campaign local, regional people, or them themselves. And there is no fixing California. When you have $1 trillion in unfunded liability that you're admitting, and all these other things I've mentioned, there is no fixing it. There's no rule of law. And again, are you okay with Jerry Brown using government employees to search for oil on his property? Are you okay with Jerry Brown breaking his oath to the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, and he goes and makes a treaty, makes an agreement with a foreign country? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with the fact that De Leon can say, yeah, my family has illegal driver's licenses, they have Social Security numbers that aren't there? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? Anyway, I know that one particular governor's campaign manager called me and wanted to set up a meeting to have him come up here. Now, first of all, he didn't want to set up a meeting with the Patriot or Jefferson group, and he didn't want to do that because he didn't want to do it unless the Republican Central Committee was involved. But now he found that the Republican Central Committee is swinging maybe toward his opponent. So now they want to do something. So now we get the phone call, and I asked her about all these issues, about who she was campaign manager for. What about these issues? What about unfunded liability? What about the debt? What about the sanctuary position? What about this? What about that? Well, he can answer that. Can you answer any of this? Well, no, but he has great charisma. Great charisma.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Yeah, because he has charisma. And I said, so you're saying because he has a nice haircut and charisma, well, he's for lower taxes. Well, everybody's for lower taxes. What's he going to do about it? The only answer is the state of Jefferson. It's the only answer. With that, I think we're going to go to a break. And Jimmy and Nick, hold on. When we come back, we'll go to you guys. His time has come for 51.
From Veterans Diesel, I'd like to wish all of our veterans and men deployed overseas Merry Christmas. I know it's hard this time of year being away from your families, but we all appreciate your sacrifice, and come on down and see us at Veterans Diesel, where we offer 10% off labor to all our veterans and responders.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
One morning, I woke up and I knew it was wrong. A new day, a new way, and new hours belong. Lord, the way I saw mine kept on. Mm-hmm.
need to carry on, don't we? We need to move on. We need to get it on. Now, with that, talking about getting it on, what we're going to do is, Jimmy, we're going to bring you on, and we're also going to bring Nick on at the same time, because I hate to leave people on hold. So, Jimmy, you're first. Go ahead, buddy.
All right. You know, this is, you know, I love this show because it's very enlightening, and it tells the average person what you don't hear on mainstream media. Now, you were talking about the $100 registration fee going up per car. And if I'm not mistaken, I looked, and as of a few years ago, there was 23 million cars registered in California. So if they raise each car $100, that's $2,300,000,000 extra dollars that they're sucking out of us. $2,300,000,000.
Well, we need that bullet train, right?
Yeah,
that's
a funny thing,
train.
Too, because I believe that in the new gas tax bill and the fine print down there, they say can be used for roads and railways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Well, and I don't mean funny, ha-ha.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Now, the gas tax, if one person spends $2 just in gas tax a week, okay, which we all do, now, that's $46 million a week they're sponging out of us, and that is annual cost of $2,392,000,000. So basically, they're robbing us for over $4.5 billion.
But we've got to pay for
those two, and the gas tax and the registration fees.
Right, but we've got to pay for education for illegal immigrants, don't we? Don't we have to pay for their education and their medical and their dental? Don't we have to pay for that?
That's another funny thing, Terry, and I don't mean funny, ha-ha, is that Janet Napolitano, our former Homeland Security Secretary, she secured $500 million to give illegal aliens college tuition.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that lovely? That's our tax dollars at work.
Well, they're
and
just getting
started, fellas.
This is
why so many people in this state are fed up with all this just mismanagement and idiotic decisions that people are making. Now, on the just let me quickly go into the sanctuary city.
And then I kind of would like to get Nick's take on this stuff too. So
sure.
Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, me, Nick. Okay. Hey, listen, I was reading a article in the Canadian newspaper, and here is a comment. The California Supreme Court has recently allowed local governments to go around Proposition 13 and raise taxes with only a 50% plus one vote, rather than the voter-mandated two-thirds. They're just getting started.
Yeah, they are. Well, there is no rule of law here. And, Jimmy, you were going to say something about sanctuary cities, and then I want Nick to weigh in on that. What is it you were going to say, buddy?
Well, bluntly and very shortly, with this Kate Steinle situation, how could the people that run this state put this law into effect, a sanctuary city? Now, this guy that shot and killed this young lady, as we all know, got off with just, I believe it was a felon in possession charge and illegal discharge of a weapon. Well, now they're trying to get those charges dropped. You know, and here's somebody, you know, if you go to San Francisco and you have a concealed weapons permit, they don't even want that there. And you have somebody that's in this country illegally with all these felonies who's been deported four or five times, you know, at doing that, and they just let the guy walk away. Now, I believe that if a U.S. citizen was in San Francisco and, you know, God forbid, had to use their weapon to defend themselves, they would probably go after him or her with, you know, unbridled carnage, you know? So,
yeah, they would use unlimited force.
Say on that one.
All right, buddy. Nick, what say you, my friend?
Well, it just boils down to the fact that our government isn't representing us anymore. They're taking all our rights. Our rights precede government. We created government to protect our rights, you know, and they've just taken our rights away from us.
Well, what about the protection of just individuals' lives? What about the protection of the folks who, what about the Oroville Dam debacle? When you have a situation where you have money going in there that's supposed to go for the Oroville Dam to take care of that, to fix that, it doesn't go there. People's lives are threatened. Their homes are threatened. All the way down to, Sutter, Yuba. What say you, Sutter and Yuba? What about that? What about the fact that, Jerry Brown is just doing anything he wants illegally? I mean, at what point do we just say no? That's it. If you're not for the state of Jefferson now and you got a better idea, you know what? I think all three people on this phone call are in, you know? So if you got a better idea, we're all in. What is it? Well, oh, gosh, wait, there isn't one. Anyway,
you know,
Nick,
I came up with an idea.
Go
I
ahead,
started
buddy.
Rolling over yesterday. As soon as we get the state of Jefferson, maybe we ought to just declare bankruptcy and not have to pay all these benefits that they haven't earned. I'm talking about the government employees. It just really chaps my rear end to see some of these people that are making $100,000 retirement that's never done a day's work in their life and couldn't change a spare tire.
Oh, well, if it was only $100,000, it probably wouldn't be so bad. Some of them, it's a lot more than that, and we all know them. I mean, we know them. I mean, a good gravy. How much retirement is Modi getting? How much money does that guy get out of the...
$75,000 a year.
Not even including what he gets as a supervisor. It's ridiculous. Anyway, guys, we've got other people.
I got another idea for Jerry Brown, too. You know, that Sites Reservoir, I understand it's located on his ranch down here at Colusa?
Yes.
As soon as we get the state of Jefferson, let's take it by eminent domain and just give him pennies for an acre.
Okay, and Terry, just really quick, yep. I know you got other callers. Let me just put in one more comment.
Sure.
Like Kevin DeLeon, this guy is in office and admits to having family members that are breaking the law, and they're not doing anything about it. I think that's terrible. And another thing, we have an attorney in California who's here illegally that passed the California bar. Now, isn't that ironic that you got somebody who's supposed to be upholding the law here, and they're breaking the law? So, anyways, with that, thanks, Nick, and thanks, guys, Terry.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I think maybe we better get the Bundys out here, and we make us a stand just north of Sacramento and say this is our state now.
Okay, well, I guess there's a line freed up there, Bob. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, Nick, I think you're right. I think that would be a good idea. But, you know, that brings up another point. I mean, here we have Lavoie Finnegan, who was basically assassinated. I mean, what's to stop the government from doing whatever they want? And I'll throw something else out that might be a little controversial. But, you know, when you start looking at our local police, and, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, but you look at them, the body armor, the haircuts, the whole bit, everything, the automatic weapons, I mean, good gravy.
It's not just the local police.
No, it's all the other ones. Yeah.
The ones up at Whiskey Town, yeah. BLM and them. You know, I went out to get some firewood at Whiskey Town one day, and a forester come along, and I looked inside. He had a shotgun. He had an AK-47-style weapon, and he had a pistol. And he's just patrolling Whiskey Town Lake.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the deal. I mean, you know, the Department of Education now has a police force. The IRS, of course, has had one. CARB, those folks, they've got one.
Didn't Obama say he wanted a, what do you call them, brown coats?
Brown coats.
Yes.
Or brown shirts or whatever it was. Anyway, Bob, you on the line there, buddy?
Round Mountain.
Bob?
You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob?
Yeah, I'm here, Jerry.
Oh, okay, buddy. Go for it.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Anyway, if you remember here, what was it, 2 weeks ago on Monday night, we had a fella named Steve Bailey running for Attorney General, and he's a retired judge. And I talked to him specifically about two things. Sanctuary cities, number one. And he said that if we stuck with California, it's going to cost Redding $3 for every dollar they make. So why don't we just go with the government? The government gives California $3. Why don't we here in Shasta County get the $3? Isn't it better than the dollar that California gives us out of what they give for us? And then the other thing is, I asked them about this marijuana deal.
Yeah.
And he said, for every dollar that Shasta County's going to make to help pay their retirement, it's going to cost them $2 to $3 to get that dollar. So how much are they going to pay toward retirement?
Yeah, good point. Now, do one of you guys have your radio on? Because I'm getting a lot of feedback. Do either one of you guys have your radio on?
Isn't I?
Okay.
But you know what? I was at that presentation when Stephen Bailey was there, and boy, I learned so much about how much power the Attorney General has, and we could sure make a step in the right direction by getting him as an Attorney General.
Well. Now, he did say, how would you like to have access to 1,000 attorneys? I remember that part. However, later on when he was asked that question, they don't have to do what he asks them to do. Again, you get that perception of, what if you had this? But reality is that they don't have to do what he asked them to do.
But you know who our star attorney general is now, Xavier Barrera?
Yeah.
He was involved with the email scam with Hillary Clinton. And,
right.
You know, they subpoenaed his server, and you know what he did?
What?
He gave him the wrong server. That's the kind of guy we have representing California, him and other ones.
Well,
the law doesn't apply to them.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, Bailey would be the logical guy to vote for with anybody who has any rhyme or reason for common sense. However, it goes to the same point. The point is that you cannot fix California. You can't do it. I had a talk with Travis Allen's person who called and wanted to set up all this stuff. I said, well, how's he going to fix this? Well, you know, he has great charisma. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's the answers we get. And we also get people like, well, you know, I've heard of people talking to congressmen about, oh, you know, what about these issues in California? And they'll say, well, I'm for this and I'm for that. And you're going, wow, I'm going to vote for that guy. The congressmen don't have any jurisdiction in any of the laws in California. That's placating. That's pandering. And what we're having here is that there is no fixing California. There just is no fixing California, and that is going to be the goal of the year, and that is somebody call me. Somebody call anybody. Call Mark Kent. Call Pete Peters. Call any of us. Call Carl Bott. Call anybody you want. Call any radio program you want, and tell them how California can be fixed. Hmm? How can it be fixed? All the things we talked about, all the things we read, all the debt we have, all the unfunded liability we have, how can it be fixed? It cannot be fixed. Now, in the interim, we do have to fight the good fight, don't we? We have to make sure we're electing people that are going to represent us as best they can in the lawless, no rule of law oligarchy that we call California.
Well, I believe that if we started talking their language, it might help a little bit. Instead of Donald Trump saying we're going to send the Dreamers back home, he should call it his family reunification program. You know, that's the kind of thing they understand.
It's
a marketing problem.
Isn't the way that we got Obama, everybody thought his charisma was so great, and look what he's done to us.
Well, you're right.
We could have tripped him up by unplugging his little deal he reads off of up there. And
you guys have a happy new year. We'll catch you later.
Thanks, bye. Round Mountain. Yeah, so we want to make sure we free up that line there. But, I mean, that's the deal. There is no fixing this. Is there any liberals out there listening? If you're liberal or you lean real, real, real left, I want to hear how we fix it. And I don't want to hear hypotheticals. I want to hear facts and figures on how we fix this.
You know what should make Californians be ashamed of is I was reading where 60% of Californians collect more benefits than they pay in income tax.
Wow.
You know, 60%. Now, they're probably lumping in the Social Security recipients, and that just makes my blood boil when they call that a welfare program because we all paid into it. The welfare program's the government workers.
Well, that and the illegals that are here. I mean, that's insane. I mean, they have more rights than we do, and we're paying for it.
They'll probably take us to child support when we cut them off.
Well, the other thing you mentioned the other day, which I thought was really, really great, and that is you mentioned the point of how somebody gets arrested and they got a pretty good deal. They can get new teeth, they get mental, they get dental, they get, you know, they get three square meals, they get,
well, I was hoping that Donald Trump was going to propose that as his Medicare supplement plan G, where he gave everybody a pistol with one bullet, you went out and shot a politician, he got sentenced to life in prison. You know, when you're over 65, you've got free shelter, you've got all your medical paid for, you got three meals a day, you got cable TV, you've got internet.
Okay, just to be clear, you're not actually advocating shooting politicians.
No.
That was a joke, folks.
It was a joke, yes. Metaphorically speaking, weren't you, Nick? No, metaphorically speaking.
It was a joke. I'm just not laughing.
Greg Walsh, my good friend, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Shoot away. That's a very solemn response.
Are we live now?
We've been live. Yes, we're live.
We're live, okay. One thing I'd like to bring up first is Wynn has our prayers. I hope everything's okay with his family.
It's actually his dog.
Know, I love you guys. You're just the Shasta area is so much different than down here, and we've talked about that several times. But the point is the fact is California is broke. There's no fixing it. We have to have a state split. As you've mentioned, and anybody that doesn't understand that just is not listening. But down here, we got so many people that are basically liberals, and they don't even understand what a liberal is. And, you know, I'm not dissing any of them by any means. It's just that until somebody's in enough pain or discomfort, they're not going to listen to, like, your show, of which coming up pretty quickly, we'll have a show just like yours down here. There's three counties going to get involved. So we can hopefully educate the people in this area with the information that you guys broadcast all the time that you will not hear on our local news channels. But regarding the liberals and the Democrats, you know, I got so many people that say they're Democrat and they don't know what that is. And my youngest brother has a degree. He lives in San Rafael. My sister has a degree from the UC, and my older brother he's a disabled war veteran. My oldest daughter has a degree, a master's in English, and she got that at 39 years old, and they're all liberals. And when my brother called the other day for my birthday, he said, "Greg, we're not talking politics today." And I said, "Of course we're not, Jim. Liberals don't make cities. Cities make liberals." And he was quiet on the line for a minute, and he came back on, and he goes, "There's something to that, isn't there?" And I said, "Yeah, think about it, Jim. But meanwhile, how are the kids?" And the point is until these people understand there's problems in our communities, in our state, they won't pay attention. And as you guys have just said, these people vote for the person that campaigns well and looks all bright and cheery and has a great personality, and they have no idea what they're voting for. But in regard to the gas tax, I've just been finishing up reading the state constitution, and it's taken me 6 months because it's so disgusting. But anyway, that's just my opinion of it. But you're welcome to read it, too, if you haven't. It's kind of interesting. But Article 19, Sections 1 through 5 of our Constitution, in 1974, it was hijacked by the liberals, they call them, which I call them the leftists myself. And if you don't understand the difference, please look into it. But anyway, in 1974, the gas tax, they voted in to be able to borrow money from the gas tax. Guess what's happening to our gas tax today? I mean, the aggregate cost for, if people don't understand, the aggregate cost for gasoline is about 52 cents a gallon. And we're paying $3 a gallon for gas. So, what, you know, I'd love to hear Mark Kent's accounting on where that money goes and what's going on, because, you know, we need to understand how criminal it is in California.
No, I just wanted to bring up a quick point, and that's a good point on the gasoline and, you know, really how much gas really does cost. But I want to bring up a quick point. The comments about the charisma isn't coming from liberals. Okay, those comments from those people that were talking about, well, you know, I had another one tell me, well, you know, I'm not really clear on a lot of stuff, but I'm willing to learn. And I explained that if you want to be governor, how can you have a position of wanting to learn? That's like saying, okay, I'm a quarterback. I can make the throws. I don't know the defenses. I haven't read the playbook. I don't know what a cover two is. And on top of that, I'm not familiar with any of my receivers or any of my backs. But you know what? I'm willing to learn, so put me in, coach. You know, that's...
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
You know, and that is not a liberal. I mean, I'm saying we have got a... California is unfixable. And some of the candidates that are running, oh my gosh, intentions are great. Good people, nice people. All of them are nice people. And they have charisma. But the point is that you can't... Yeah, everybody wants lower taxes, you know. Everybody wants that. I mean, you know, gosh, the next thing we're going to hear is, you know, we want world peace. You know, I mean, it's just absurd. But one other quick point... Greg and Nick, if you're still with us, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay, buddy. Maybe if you don't have something else, we're trying to free up a line here. We got people calling.
Oh, that's great. Did you hear my part about the Proposition 13?
I didn't.
That's something people need to pay attention to, and the next thing they're going to be going after is taxing services. That's the guy that mows your lawn,
yes.
The guy that cleans
yes.
your windows, the guy that washes your car. You know, it's never going to end. So
yes.
It's time for 51 and maybe all the way through 57 once we get it started.
Yeah.
It's the first step to taking this country back.
This ain't
Thank you.
So the slogan would be, this ain't heaven, but we're 57? Huh?
That's it. Whatever it takes to take our country back.
All right.
My God, what if Obama
Thanks,
was right
Nick.
About the 57
And hey, Nick,
states?
Call back on Sovereign Minds and bring up some of this stuff. Those were great points, my friend, as usual. Have a great day. Give Signe a hug for us.
I will. Thank you.
You
Bye.
Bet. What else you got?
I want to bring up also, Terry, is that I've just come to that realization that the Bushes, you'd think since they're Republicans, it'd be conservative. They're not. They're liberals. They're far-left liberals. Senior.
Are you there? What? We lose him? We lost him? We got one line lit up.
Well, I don't... I was getting rid of Jimmy's line, apparently...
Well, here we go. We got something ringing. Somebody's
Apparently,
ringing back
Greg thought,
here.
Greg thought
we lost
him. A little
technical difficulty here. Oh, boy. Busy phones today, folks. Anyway, I really want to thank Greg and Nick. I mean, they just, you know, great insight. That's the thing. I mean, the beauty of this, and that was one thing I did explain to the candidates. You know, the whole thing is that the beauty of it is the fact that there are people that are highly educated and understand what's going on. I mean, you know, I was talking to one particular candidate. He says, well, you seem well-versed. I said, I'm just average. I mean, there are folks out there that know this stuff inside out, upside down, and backwards. And it's just because we're all becoming educated. The difference is we're taking the education and we're putting it into action. We're doing something with it. So at this particular point, I think that, Bob, we've got somebody there on the line.
Yes, Greg is back with us.
Okay.
He thought Nick's beep was his, so he thought his call dropped, but it didn't. But he's back in any case, and then we have Gary Holohan standing by as well.
Well, let's go to Gary since he hasn't been on yet. Gary, how you doing, Professor? And your phone's on. I think your radio's on in the background. No, something's going on in the background somewhere. Have I got you, Professor?
Yes.
Okay, shoot away, buddy.
All right. Being an English teacher, I can pick the English language apart. You know, that's legal for me. All right. I'm sorry to be so negative, but this goes out to the feckless 5,000, which I am a member, and everybody else that's called in is a member. And I say that because your intro was, are you okay with the higher gas tax, and are you okay with this, that, and something else? The answer is yes, and, of course, people go on about their business. You should change it to, you want this. The people want the ammunition sales. They want the higher income tax. They want higher gasoline tax, and I'll concentrate on one thing they can do something about, but will not. the automobile, your truck, has five tax bills on it. There's the recent 15 to 20 cents, depending on your fuel. There is the carbon tax, which is into effect, and I don't have a straight number on that. Do you that? Is that another 73? Isn't that another 73 cents on top of what we're already paying?
Well, they figure that it's going to be about 73 cents once you get through the different lines of who, you know, again, it's a true distributorship on gasoline, so you're going to have to go through. You've got the gas company who gets hit with it. You've got the distributor. Then you've got the retailer. Then you've got the consumer. So,
but well,
I
understand
the consumer,
that.
Yeah.
But is
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah. Probably.
On top of the new 20-cent tax that we've been paying since November?
Yes, I would say that's going to be on top of that. I would expect it to hit about 70, 75 cents a gallon within the next 2 months.
Okay. Now, the people are fine. They want another similar tax in, I understand, July, because we are going to cure the ails of the planet one teaspoon at a time. The other tax that's coming is the mileage tax. Oregon has
yes.
been successful with the electric cars. California will probably do all of it. And the so that's what we have. That's four new taxes, and the fifth one is registration. Now, this is the one we can do something about, but nobody will. Now, individually, I don't pay my registration. Holohan hangs all by himself. You don't pay your registration. You hang by yourself. But if Raposa, Holohan, and 5,000 other people not pay the registration other than what is owed, as in your last year's registration, then you're making a movement. But the feckless 5,000, that would be skin in the game, and they would be too uncomfortable doing something like that. So everybody pays, and we keep going along, and that's my comment. Your take.
Well, you know, I want to make an observation, and you folks that have been listening to this, it's been pretty fast-paced. Bob's been moving pretty hard on that phone over there. But I do want to bring up one observation, then we have to go to a break, and I want to thank Gary and Greg for being on with us. Once we get back from the break, we may have time for another call or two. But I want to bring this point up, and that is that this program started out with a litany of things that are wrong with California. Just insane things that are wrong, and lots of them. And the callers that have called since that opening monologue, if you will, have brought up even more things. And there's still even more things. At what point do we just say, you know what? California is unfixable. Guess what? This is the point. This is the point. Tomorrow's the day. This is the point. We've got to take a quick break. So time has come for 51.
Well, are you there?
I'm still here.
Hello.
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 Yes. Okay.
This is Greg.
Greg, we're going to a break.
I see that. Well, you want me to hang in or hang up so somebody else can get on?
Okay, you going to break?
Yes.
All right, I'll hang on.
We want to clear a line.
Hang on, Terry, or hang on?
One, two, three, four.
Stop!
that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Gary, Professor, we lost you there, buddy. Bob did not hang up on you. We lost you somehow, but that wasn't it. Anyway, feel free to call back in. We've got about 2 minutes left, Greg. You got something you want to wrap this up with, buddy?
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much for everything you guys do, and you're absolutely right. California has failed, and there's no fixing California. And the point I want to make is I just came to understand that the Bushes are not conservatives. George Senior endorsed Agenda 21, and for anybody that's not familiar with Agenda 21, please look into it. That was in 1992. They are not conservatives; they're leftists, is what they are. So, and for all the Democrats out there, I love you, but you need to understand your Democratic Party, Grandma's Democratic Party, has been gone for a long time. It's been hijacked by the leftists, and that's not liberals; that's leftists. And like I said before, my family is all liberal, and we don't talk politics because they get angry, and anger is a wrong man's righteousness.
I got about 40 seconds, Greg.
Thank you very much for everything you do. And anybody that's unfamiliar with State of Jefferson, please go to soj51.net, and we'll have a meeting on the 9th of January in Placer County.
Where's that going to be, Greg? Where's that going to be?
Let's see, I had that page up. Hang on 1 second. It's going to be in Folsom, in the town of Folsom. It'll be at 8062 North Lake Circle, Lakeview Hills Clubhouse. And that's the doors are open at 5 o'clock. Please show up early. Meeting starts at 6.
Great. All right, buddy. Thank you for all you do. Give Monica a hug for us. Happy New Year, my friend, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for your opinion.
Happy New Year to all you, too. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, guys. Anyway, a fast-paced show today. Sorry about the telephones, folks, but they were lit up the whole time. You know, time really has come for 51, and it's time for all of us to stand and to win. There is no losing in this. There is no surrender. Never, ever, 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 ever give up. Time has come for 51.
Thank you, Terry. Happy New Year. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding. Sovereign Minds is next.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Authorities in Colorado say one deputy has died and four others are wounded, along with two civilians, in a shooting in suburban Denver. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says via Twitter that the shooting occurred after deputies were called to the scene of a domestic disturbance in Highlands Ridge early this morning. The suspected gunman also shot and is believed to be dead. New Year's Eve will be a little less festive in many parts of the country tonight because of bitter cold weather.